Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34th of the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Peter Meyer being back on the show. Peter is a longtime 20-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder of the principal of the Meyer Group. He's the author of a number of books, including Creating and Dominating New Markets, which is one of my favorites, and also Warp Speed Growth, among others. He's our good friend Peter. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back. So one of the things you've been doing recently is working with some folks who want to grow. They're trying to grow their businesses, and they've been a little bit upside down in the way they've looked at number one, how they've grown to today, and they're a little fuzzy on whether that's going to get them to where they want to go. And you've been helping them with that. Tell us about it.
Well, usually it doesn't. What got us here is almost always not what is going to get us to the next level. And then the question is, can I get my people who I rely on to focus on growing themselves so we can get to the next level? And that is not as simple as it might sound. Usually it's counterintuitive. So that would be where I'd want to start. Is what you want to do is you want to say, gee, what got me here, I need to consider changing.
I have a friend who had a business, pretty successful small business, just about a perfect size little small business, probably 25, 30 employees, just enough to be where he could manage it and still have multiple seven-figure income, revenue, and make a nice profit and have a real regional business. And after about 20 years, he realized that some of the people who had helped him build that business, people he loved, they were family almost. He had to make changes because those same people couldn't take the company to the next level it needed to go. And he had to make some hard decisions about the company and about the people to get to the next level if he wanted to grow to that next level.
I understand.
And consequently, 15 years later, after that, he sold the business, and everybody was happy.
Understand. And what my thinking is in general is that before I replace people, I want to find a way to help them step up to the next level without being replaced.
Exactly.
Both because it's better for my business and better for them.
No question. And that's what everyone tries to do. And he tried to do that too. But you're exactly right. You don't want to, especially today, Peter, with the crisis of hiring good people. If you can retrain, retrench, retool, and redeem people and bring them into the new direction, obviously that's the better way, isn't it?
It is, and I'm going to change the verb a little bit here. My focus is on helping them redeem, retrain, and improve themselves. Mm-hmm. And what I want to do is I want, in my conversations with them, to set it up so they start to do that by themselves, for themselves, with my assistance, as opposed to me fixing them. Because you can't fix people, but you can help them improve themselves. And when that happens, then the business improves as well. That's more fun for the business owner to do that.
Right. Where do you start when you do that?
Changing pattern. The normal pattern in most businesses is when something happens is to sit down afterwards and say, okay, what went wrong as well as what went right? What do we do differently next time? And to start to do a post-mortem, as though there's something that needs to be fixed. And I don't know about you, but most people, when that happens, move to a defensive mode and say, well, you know, I did the best I could and so forth. And then you're in this argument about how do I get people out of the defensive mode.
And excuses,
so what I want to do is change that pattern right away.
Pardon? Excuses abound in those cases. One of the advantages that I have had, and I think it's been a key to me getting out of my own way to the degree that I have, and it has not been perfect, but I have to some degree, is I was taught at a very young age, in my 20s, I was taught self-analysis, how to do self-analysis. And that's kind of what you were talking about earlier, about looking at yourself, looking inside, and seeing, you know, what you did right, what you did wrong, and dealing with that. So when we come back after the break, I want you to help us focus on that some more, folks. Peter says we got to help people catch, we got to help them catch themselves doing things right. Identifying the success stories and build on those. That's what we're going to talk about after the break. 22, right back with Peter Meyer. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.